I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We're going to talk about something that Simon's very enthusiastic today about, Simon.
I am indeed, Yumi. I'm about to share with you one of my favourite recipes in the whole world.
He gets his such an earnest face on when he's about to talk about his favourite recipe. What is it called?
Piedmontese peppers.
You mean capsicums.
You're already riling me. Yes, I do mean capsicums.
I'm Yumi Steins.
And I'm Simon Davis.
And this is your Riling Up 5-Minute Food Fix.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, Piedmontese peppers.
Yeah, Piedmontese peppers, Yumi. Yep. Yeah, they come from Piedmont. Piedmont in Italy, not Piedmont in Sydney. They are very delicious.
Okay.
Yes, they are very, very delicious indeed.
And why are they from Piedmont in Italy? Like, is this a specific region famous for peppers?
It's a specific region, exactly that, famous for peppers. And this recipe is a very regional Italian recipe, made very, very famous by an English food writer back in the sort of 70s or 80s. This recipe is one of my favourites because it tastes fantastic. Mm. The flavours are brilliant. It's incredibly easy to make and it's so incredibly versatile.
Right. Well, when you say easy to make, I'm here for that. So yes. I did look at the notes. You have to stuff a pepper. I'm already out. Like, you know, as somebody who used to be a vegetarian, you'd get these stuffed capsicums and they were horrible. They had rice in them and they tasted really khaki.
No, it's not that. It's a really simple thing. Yes, it sounds a bit stuffed, but no, we're going to be hollowing and halving these peppers or capsicums and then just filling them with a few cherry tomatoes and a few other ingredients, then into the oven. No fancy pants rice stuffings.
Nonsense.
It's not your rice stuffed tomato or your scary eggplant that's had puree and fitting
it. Anything like where you have to scrape at something with a spoon, I'm not interested in doing that. My life is really short.
Yes.
It's as short as I am in stature. But one of the things I've noticed looking at the pictures, Simon, is they're not halved across the hemisphere. They're halved lengthways.
They are halved lengthways, yes. You then rip out the membrane and the seeds. You can do that with your hand really easily, really quickly, and then just wash under a tap and then we'll get rid of any of those leftover seeds. Mm-hmm. And you're left with a little hollowed out boat, two little hollowed out boats to which you add all your deliciousness. And in this case, it's just sort of a half dozen cherry tomatoes. Maybe.
Do you have to cut them?
No. I'm trying to keep this as simple as possible for you.
I actually want to be able to do it. So you've got a boat and I love that. And I love that you've left the stem in. So it's got that kind of green part at the top that looks really cute. You've got some whole cherry tomatoes.
Got some whole cherry tomatoes, sort of six or so in each of those halves, depending on the size of your peppers. Mm-hmm. And then a few little garlic slices. I know you're not that keen on garlic, so you can leave this out if you really wanted to, and a few little basil leaves go in there, and maybe tuck those underneath the tomato so they don't burn when they're in the oven, because everything is going to go into the oven. You're going to put these little boats on a tray, oven tray or in an oven dish, and then they're going to go into the oven at 180 for about 30 to 40 minutes. You'll have drizzled over a bit of olive oil and some salt and pepper before and all those lovely Italian flavours, maybe a bit of balsamic vinegar if you want, and then they will caramelise when they're in the oven. This is the real genius to this. Those peppers will go all sweet and delicious. Mm. And those cherry tomatoes will kind of bubble and burst and their flavour will come out and it will marry with that lovely basil and the garlic and you'll end up with these really delicious kind of collapse crisped but soft, inviting peppers that you're going to want to either just tuck into straight away hot and yep. maybe with some bread, some crunchy bread.
Oh.
Or, but they're also really, really good cold or even, you know, room temperature later when all the flavours are married and melded together.
Are they messy? They look messy.
They are messy, but yep. messy is not a bad thing when it comes to food.
That's
sometimes,
true.
Yumi.
In this picture, there's anchovies on top.
Well, I wouldn't do that.
I would.
That's not, well, you can. That's the great thing. It's a very versatile recipe.
You're right.
If you want
you
to go
use the word versatile. I like
that
a lot.
I did a few times. Also a bit of olive, you know, sometimes a little bit of olive. And there's nice, maybe you've got a tapenade lurking in the fridge. You strike me as the sort of person who might have a tapenade lurking. Maybe a little bit of a teaspoon or so into one of those peppers. You go for it. That's the great thing. You can change these up a bit.
Oh, they do sound really good. All right. I think I'll have to give it a go and I'm going to push that boat out to sea. Captain Anchovy at
Captain
the helm.
Captain Capsicum. Off you go, Yumi. You have my blessing.
Piemont. I'm going to Piemont in Sydney. Thanks for that, Simon. I love it. I'm going to totally give it a shot. And I love your inspiration. You know, that's what I'm here for is inspiration when I'm all out of it some days.
I'm doing what I can, Yumi.
How
are
we all?
Hoping it's
are
working.
We not all doing what we can? More great episodes of 5 Minute Food Fix to come, including a lightning tart that's just all about summer ingredients. So please subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.